This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. We also have in house on this snow day guest host Michelle Trumbull, my taste bud. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening, or a new place that you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number, 866-823-1077. We'd also like to take the time to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. Come on down and have lunch at Midtown Cafe and watch the show. We'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. We're asking them to do so many things.
I know. We're inviting them.
We're inviting them
to participate right? with us. In
Great
these
Facebook page, by the way. I did get
Thank
a chance
you.
To look at it. It's awesome. Yeah.
Yes, it's
very good.
Facebook. You can just punch in Food for Thought with Carol, and it'll pop up. And it gives like all of our upcoming shows. And
yeah.
And I've been taking pictures.
Lots of pictures.
And, yeah. So, and Amy, my social media gal, she does a great job with it. So, yeah. So welcome. Well, we did a 1 week, Jeannie.
We did, and it was fantastic.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Know what that feels like.
That we do. We were so happy on Friday. You should have seen us.
The funny thing, too, is once we do the show, and I'm sure you guys have found that to be true, is that it just gets you more excited for the very next one.
Yeah.
And you get the steam because people love to talk about food and they love to contribute and they love to. And then even, of course, on the weekends, I'm thinking all through the weekend about food. I found myself dreaming about these unusual combinations that really shouldn't make it to air or anywhere else. But it really puts you in that frame of mind. And I got to say, my husband tried one of the recipes that we talked about.
Yes, Kareem's Dream.
Yes, Kareem's Dream. We featured Donna from Delaware, really told us about this dish with kielbasa and stuff. And it was one of those days I was just feeling so lazy. And I said, oh, honey, I don't know. I don't even know what we're going to do for dinner. Let's just blah. He said, oh, I know what we're doing.
Kareem.
And he did. He replayed it and he put it together and it was really great. I mean, the peppers and everything.
Is there potato in it too?
Yep, there's a little bit of potato. I had wondered why we had this bag of special potatoes in the pantry, but he had been compiling all the ingredients to make this dish and it was very good.
That is cool.
It's a lot of fun to just have your mind set there and it just sparks that creativity.
She does that with kielbasa, right?
Yes.
Well, I bought some turkey kielbasa if you want to have a little more healthier blend to it.
That's right.
Add turkey kielbasa.
Mm. Right. And that's a fantastic taste, too.
Yes, it is. It's very good. The Hillshire Farm. I'm going to give that's the one I like.
Nice. Just like with Hamburg, I hardly, you know, like if I'm going to do like a meatloaf or something, I never use Hamburg. I use the ground turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more flavorful. I really do. I think with the meatloaf, it makes it, I like it better.
Yeah,
and the key is some turkey kielbasa for sure.
Right. And I've even tried the turkey bacon, which is not bad.
Oh, yeah, I like it too.
The key is that, again, if you've got a family that you're cooking for and they may be picky, you just don't inform them fully.
Exactly. Until you just don't tell
them. They start enjoying the meal.
Exactly. Yeah. Tell them after.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My kids never knew they were eating bison. No.
Surprise.
They never
knew.
No.
That is right. Well, you know, we went to, We usually will go to try and find a different breakfast place each weekend. And we went to Marianne's Diner on Saturday. I'm sure Rocco's eyes are bugging out right now. But I was very good. I had a veggie omelet and I had them make it smaller. It was like a 3 egg or something. And I said, make it a 2 egg and with egg beaters and one piece of wheat toast dry, which I had maybe a half of it, but I also got on the side turkey sausage patties.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I had like a half of a small, you know, round one, which I really wanted to taste it. And it was very good.
Yeah.
Daryl didn't like them, but I really enjoyed them. I thought they were good.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know what I've been doing for breakfast lately? I love the baby portobello mushrooms. Have you gotten those in the store?
No.
And I saute those, and then I do one egg and one egg white, and mix it together, and fry that up, and tiger sauce. Have you tried tiger sauce?
No, what is that?
It's a spicy sauce. It's near the sriracha and all the other, and it's called tiger sauce. It has a tiger on it. It's like a sweet and hot sauce. It's so good. I put a little bit of that on there on the oh my God. It's my favorite breakfast. That's what I have. So one egg with the yolk and then just the egg white just to give it a little bit more. And the mushrooms, yeah. Oh my God, delicious.
Baby portobellas.
Baby portobellas are it's all I use. I put it in my chicken marsala, a whole thing of baby portobello mushrooms. Yum. Very good.
Ooh, sounds
that does
good.
Sound yeah. good. I know. I love mushrooms.
I do too.
And the tiger sauce doesn't overpower anything.
Nope. I put it on the side. And yep. I just dip it in. It gives a little zip.
Nice.
It's very good.
Nice. Well, we have a packed show today. We'll be hearing shortly from Rocco in our Think Healthy segment, and then June will be I believe she'll be calling in with the snow today. So. It's her healthy twist with Meatless Mondays, seasonal Meatless Mondays. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to hear what she has to say. And then a little bit later on, we'll be talking with Jeff Bart on this chilly day. I think we'll be talking about ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? We have to get ready for it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, we need to get ready for it. So, and then really exciting coming up, right, on the 19th.
Yes.
King Arthur yes. Flower Day.
Yes.
You need to videotape that. I want to see that.
I believe we will. And the nice thing is we have opportunities for participation in that day. So King Arthur Flower is going to be here at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street in Manchester. And they're going to do a demonstration for us. They're going to demonstrate decorating either cookies or cupcakes, something like that, that's going to be a hands-on lesson that we're all going to have the benefit of for free. And the first few people that come down here will be able to participate. And
that's
just going to be a great time.
Fun. Be able to decorate their own cupcake.
Fun.
And they have so many different toppings. I mean, like you weren't familiar with their magazine and what do you call it? Flyer mm-hmm, that you get mm-hmm. in the mail. I get it. And it's kind of like a book though. There is so many different varieties available. It's crazy. And the different sugars and flours and chocolates and powders and it's crazy. So I can imagine what they're going to bring. It should be really, really fun.
Yeah.
See, and that's going to be neat. It's going to be a good education for all of us, really, because most of us think King Arthur flower. That's it.
It's true.
It's just it sounds like an array of things that they
have
make
a
for
baking hotline. You can call the baking hotline.
And
we
say,
have called at the diner before.
Get really? Tips
my baker, and you can get tips.
Nice.
Oh, can you call like in the middle of something
yes,
that's going wrong?
There's certain hours that they have it. Yeah. They're not
right.
like 24/7.
Right. Not like the diner.
Emergency baking question.
Yeah. It's like ask a nurse only. Yeah.
But it is. There's a baking hotline that you can call and ask questions.
Well,
and we at the diner. This happened like a couple years ago. I remember Brian talking about it, and I had gone up to visit the King Arthur Flower store, which is, I was in heaven. It's amazing. They even have a cafe and everything in there. And then they have the person cooking different samples and stuff for you to taste, and if you have any
Where's
questions.
Where's it located in Vermont?
I believe it's right over the border
right
in
over
Vermont.
The
yes,
that's
actually,
what
I have my. My papers right here, but you know what? I'm not
easy to get to.
Page. It is very easy.
Yeah,
to get
on
to.
A
up,
nice
up 89.
Drive. Yeah.
Yes, and what was I saying?
I'm sorry, I interrupted your thought.
You did
going there. Sure. There was a cafe. You went there. The
store.
The
baking hotline. Yeah, baking. So Brian, the baking hotline at the diner. We were getting into our cakes weren't as moist, and called the baking hotline, and there is a product that you can add to your to your recipe that gives it the moisture or whatever
really?
It needed and we use it now.
Oh,
so
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's very
See,
cool.
And it's amazing, those small tips.
Yes.
I mean, just discovering that one piece can make a huge difference.
Huge
in
difference.
The product that you're putting out.
Yep. Because you don't want to bite into dry cake.
Dry. Yeah.
It's yucky. So yeah. So Michelle, did you do anything exciting this week?
Yes, actually. I went to Plymouth to see my son's fiance now. I have to call her his fiance. Was in a dance show up at Plymouth.
Cool.
It was a gala, the dance gala. They do it twice a year now, and then they're going to have another one in June. And there were dancers from all over the state, some high school age, and then the dance teacher at Plymouth, she put together a dance troupe with college kids and kids that have graduated. And then there were dancers from Boston. These three girls, oh my God, they were professional dance troupe from Boston. Amazing, amazing. And they loved Kyle's lighting. Kyle did all the lighting for the show. So that was really cool, really a lot of fun. And then we went to the Common Man for appetizers after.
Nice.
Yeah, it's always good to do that.
You know, we were, well, Daryl and I went up to the Travel Center on Saturday afternoon. We took a ride up because we had heard that the Common Man North was open.
Yep.
Which it is.
Yep.
It's only open certain hours, though. Like, we got there at, like, 5 o'clock, 4:30. Actually, we got there about 4:30, quarter or 5, and it was closed. So I'm thinking, well, this place isn't open. Somebody said it was open. It's not open. You know, it would be open. There was, like, quite a few people in the Travel Center at that time. And then when I asked at the desk, they are opening right now just limited hours during the day. Like, I think he said he thought they closed that day at 4, Saturday at 4. And there were people in there cleaning, but I thought they were just cleaning from the construction something. But it was, have you been in there?
No, not yet. I know. I've got to stop.
There's going to be three restaurants in there.
It's unbelievable.
All run by the Common Man. It's like they're going to have a deli and then a hamburger place. And gosh, I don't remember what the other one was, but, and then
more like
League
a diner thing.
Well,
no?
There is the diner in the front, a full diner, but then there's a whole huge seating area. And then, You can, it looks like it's going to be like you go up and order and then go sit down.
Right.
You know,
right.
Other than the diner. So diner, you go in, you sit and it's full service. Right. The other ones are not full service. But three other places. Pretty cool. I mean, it's huge up there. It's absolutely
huge.
It is. We just walked in the liquor store.
It's like a football field.
It is ridiculous.
Even from the highway, you can tell how big that liquor store is. It's crazy.
Unbelievable how big it is. Yeah. But all right, well, we are going to go on a short break, and when we come back, we're going to actually, you're going to just list our sponsors here, and then you can sign us
off. Let's
do
that. Let's thank the people that are helping to make this possible for us. We want to recognize Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord, featuring elegant and affordable jewelry, as well as Precision Repair. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions at integrityfit.com, and they are a coaching solutions company. We will be hearing from Rocco of Integrity Health when we come back. Also want to thank Red Arrow Diner in Manchester, Milford, and Londonderry soon.
February 21st.
Ooh, oh, that's the date. That's an exciting date. And Belmont Hall at 718 Grove Street in Manchester for top quality foods made fresh. And New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought. And Celeste Oliva at 75 South Main Street in Concord, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars.
Yum. We used it all weekend cooking. Delicious stuff. Okay, yes, we're going to go on a short break. When we come back, we'll be in studio with Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health. Stay tuned.
For Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Jeannie Lester. We also have guest host today, Michelle Trumbull, my old taste bud. And not to forget that we are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester, 814 Elm Street. And like us on Facebook, Food for Thought with Carol. You can get on there and you can see the upcoming shows. You can see past shows. We have pictures up there. It's pretty interactive. It's a pretty cool, very cool Facebook page. And without any further ado, let's welcome back our healthy segment, Rocco Boulay.
Well, thanks for having me back, Carol.
Of
I appreciate
course.
Being here.
Okay. I'm so excited to have you back here, Rocco.
Are you really?
I am.
We're gonna find out soon enough. Well,
I am.
Welcome back to this the segment of Think Healthy. Today we're going to actually talk a little bit about what it means to actually think healthy.
I'm learning that.
We all are. So it's a week has gone past since we started this endeavor last Monday. I thought it started Friday, but it started Monday.
It started Monday.
Yes. Well, it started off in Mexico and we came back to the United States.
That's right. It started in Puerto Vallarta and then, you know, we kind of worked our way back over.
Yeah. So, Carol, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about the process of going through this for the very first week, you know, the ups, the downs, and everywhere in between. Let us know what that was like.
Okay. Well, for me, you know, of course I take on way too many things at the same time.
No, really?
So starting, you know, it's actually been very, very good. But, you know, for me, I sometimes can only focus on like one, not that I can't not focus on more than one thing. That's not what I'm trying to say. But, you know, getting used to this new radio schedule with the Monday through Friday, 12 to 2, and not knowing when to eat. You know, like at the beginning of the week, we're kind of like kind of juggling things. And I'm like, well, okay, I got my protein shake. I've got, you know, but I was finding I needed to get my schedule to get my food in, you know, to eat every 2.5 to 3 hours. And so for me this week, I've really been focusing on my food end of it. I was almost perfect. Almost. You said 80-20, but I was even more than 80. I was probably 90-10. Isn't that good?
But that was your choice, correct?
That was my choice. Yes,
perfect.
It was my choice. Mm-hmm. It was. And, you know, I think I'm pretty proud of myself for my first week. The only thing that I did not get in, which, of course, it's a huge component with this, is my workouts. Although my Wii is all set up, I did my workout this morning. So I think this week, you know, I'm in a better, we did 1 week of the show. My schedule's, you know, steadier, and I kind of know what to expect. So, you know, that with the food, and I'm really in the groove with my my protein. I love those. Oh, my gosh, that peanut butter is so mm-hmm. good with the chocolate whey. I love it.
I mean, there's so many things that you can do to substitute for some of the things that we were kind of addicted to before
yep.
and replace those with things that are much healthier choices that do so much, much better for your body
exactly.
and your health. But what I want to point out today is if I ever asked any of you or even anybody in the audience, what does being healthy mean? What would be your definition?
Wow. What does healthy mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I you know, eating healthy, like putting the right foods in your mouth and feeling, I mean, you know, I think your feeling has a lot to do with that. I mean,
it does.
And already, you know, this week I feel somewhat cleansed, a little more energized for
mm-hmm.
sure. You know, I'm on like, you know, a routine and is that the right answer?
Well, it is. But what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to read the definition of health through Wikipedia so we have an understanding of what that really does mean. In humans, anyway, it is the ability of individuals or communities to adapt and self-manage when facing physical, mental, or social challenges. The World Health Organization defined health in its broader sense in 1948's Constitution as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. So when we take a look at what it means to be healthy, many times we go to the doctors, and when we don't get, say, our lab results back or that report back that's so good, one of the first things that your practitioner will tell you is you need to exercise and eat better. But it ends there. Have you ever gone to your physician and after that they said, okay, now here's your plan to eat better and to exercise? Have you ever gotten one?
No.
The reason why is because when you take a look at the health conditions in this country, almost 70% of them are from lack of activity, poor food choices, and smoking. They're not really medical problems. And we rely on our physicians and our healthcare professionals to do something that they're really not educated in doing for the most part. It's basically going to the dentist when you have a foot problem. It doesn't work. And we put a lot of demand on these professionals who are great at what they do, but that's not what they're great at taking care of. They don't get a degree in exercise. Yeah. Sometimes there'll be a nutritionist on board, but typically most of us don't even go to that registered dietitian, whoever
that's
that
true.
Professional is, and expect that we're going to go out and make healthier choices when we don't know what those choices are. Therefore, we have the problem in this country because now we're trying to fix a behavioral problem, many times with a medication or some sort of pharmaceutical that's going to help us make better decisions, and it doesn't. So we have to take a look at dividing that line between what health is and what medical is and what we're responsible for, because we can't put that responsibility on our professional healthcare people. We have to put it back on ourselves. But the only way that we can do that is through understanding what being healthy really means. And none of you here have really given me that definition this morning, just like the rest of the country. It's not nothing new. It's just that we've never...
Michelle
didn't
ask
me.
Go ahead, Michelle. What's your definition?
Well, when you read it, when you asked Carol, I was thinking you have to be healthy not only in body but in spirit, in mind. If your mind isn't ready for it, your body's not going to catch up. No, I just think you need to be attitude-wise also.
But the feeling of being healthy,
it's
far better than any margarita I've ever had. To be quite honest,
I'm never going to live that down, am I?
No, I love margaritas too. I'm not saying that I'm not saying there's not a time and a place for that, because there is, and probably this weekend you might see me drink one. But the reality is that the majority of my life, probably more than the 80-20, is making the choice that I, through my education, know. And here's where I get the benefit that you don't have, is you don't know what choice to make. And this show is going to be about helping people understand, because once you understand, then I can hold you accountable.
Right.
When you don't know something, it's hard to hold anybody accountable, because a lot of people think that they do eat well. They don't, but they think that they do, because they don't understand what that choice is that's being made.
Or they'll say, I really don't eat a lot, you know, and then you hear what they eat and it's like crazy.
Well, sometimes they don't know what a lot is.
Right.
Again, here it is a misconception or a lack of knowledge as to what a lot is. It may not be a lot food wise, but it may be a lot calorically.
Right.
That people are eating something just that eating looks small, but it's calorie dense, but without being nutrient dense.
Right. For those of you just tuning in, we are talking. We're in studio. You're listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 WTPL. FM, and we're in studio with Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health, and we need to go on a short break. And when we come back, what I'd like to talk about is that when you were reading that healthy definition, I'd like to talk a little bit more on the social part of that.
Okay.
That's my struggle, is the social end of it. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Jeannie Lester, and also our guest host, the taste bud, Michelle Trumbull. Thank you, Michelle, for being here today.
Fun.
This is two Mondays in a row.
I know. It's
Do you
too
believe
funny.
All this
it's
snow?
Too funny.
Yeah, it's just crazy, all this
Very
snow.
Very crazy.
I don't know how people can see over the snow. You
it's
know,
hard.
When you come That's down hard. Worthley Road, my road, it ends at, is that Varney Street at the bottom or Mast Road? I never even know what street that is. Isn't that terrible? Right? There's the little market right there. And, you know, I have to, like, ever so gingerly edge out. And by the time I can see him in the middle of the road and someone's coming at me. I mean, it's crazy. It's just crazy. But we're in studio with Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Solutions. And we were talking about, you read the definition of what healthy is. And my hardest part is the social part of it. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, where do you want to start, Carol?
Well,
I can tell you don't go out ever again.
No, you can't do that. It's my job now. Uh-huh. But I can make healthy choices, which we did go out. We went for breakfast and we went for dinner, which that's huge to only go out twice this weekend for us. So, and I made healthy choices.
So where do you feel that the social struggle is for you or for many people listening?
Probably the drinking end of it, having a drink, having a glass of wine, having, you know, that end of it. And just, you know, like to call Michelle on Friday afternoon and say, hey, let's go for a drink at the Copper Door like we usually do, you know?
Yep. And have a couple appetizers.
But I guess I can do that. I just have to be thinking healthy. And I got to get myself out of that mode, I guess.
Nice. All right, well, let's think about being in that situation, okay? And you're going to have a drink now.
I did Saturday night.
I did give you a little education on
tequila.
Yeah, I did. Or basically any liquor. is about 64 calories.
What's a glass of wine?
Somewhere around 200.
Really?
Yes.
Red wine, glass of red wine is 200 calories?
Depending on the size of it, somewhere between 150 and 200 calories, yes.
So any liquor, how about scotch?
Scotch is probably the lowest glycemic and probably the really? One of the better choices of the bad choices, we'll say.
Did you hear that, Brian?
So a little bit of scotch and water with some ice cubes.
Scotch on the rocks.
Is great. So, okay, so now we're sitting down. We're getting the appetizer. Michelle gets the scotch on the rocks, right, with a little bit of seltzer water, 64 calories. Now, what appetizer could you get that's delicious that would be good for you?
A stupid salad.
No.
That sounds so delicious the way you described it. Well, what's in the stupid salad?
Copper Door has the it's mozzarella balls with the I forget what it's called.
I know, but it
comes
caprese.
With bread. Caprese.
Caprese.
Right.
Yeah. And
you just have to be careful with the bread.
Not so good. How about some skewers of some Cajun shrimp on a stick?
Oh, well, that would be
tasty.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Could you ask the restaurant, I mean, you're a restaurateur, right? Could you ask the cook to maybe broil you some chicken wings instead of fry them?
Okay.
Another pretty good choice. There's lots of vegetables out there, vegetable platter with maybe a balsamic vinaigrette side that you can dip in. So as you're sipping on your tequila or your scotch, Michelle, you can have those types of appetizers. And it's the social engagement that you're
right.
really looking
it's
for.
True.
So as
it's
you're
true.
Sitting there, I mean, before the show today, I listened to you guys chitter-datter for a good 15 minutes. You had plenty to talk about. So as you're talking, why not just be picking in something that's a little healthier and don't put the bad choice in front of you? Because now that you know,
right.
you'll, as soon as you sit and you make that order, you say, oh, Rocco's going to ask me what I had next week. So you might as well just get it straight now. It'd be a lot easier.
I think we should try it this Friday.
I went a whole week. I did. I think I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah.
As you should be, because, again, it's all about making that choice. And what we talked about is, you know, between the stimulus and the response lies that little segment where we make that choice. And we try to make that segment just a little bit longer. So before we make the choice, we look at the consequences of that choice.
Exactly.
And then basically look and say, is this really going to be worth what's this going to feel like?
It's going to be worth Rocco yelling at me.
No, it has nothing to do with me.
It has to do with me. I know. I'm teasing you. It's me. It's between me and me. I mean, I know that. I have to be the one to, you know, not only want to do it.
Well, you became self-determined last week, how did that make you feel about yourself? In other words, making that choice.
I felt good.
It's empowering.
It is very empowering.
Was it really as hard as you thought it to be?
No. I was stressing more about getting my fitness in as I was trying to juggle my schedule and, you know, Londonderry back and forth. And, you know, it's just like a lot. Last week was just a lot. But this week it's, you know, I know the schedule now with the show. So I think it'll go a little bit better.
So do we cover enough of the social aspect, or
yes.
do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Nope,
or?
I think I'm good.
We're good.
For now.
We're going to try it out Friday.
Friday? What are we doing Friday?
Going to the Copper Door and trying it out.
Oh, Friday after work. Okay, we can go try it.
Am I invited?
No.
Sure.
We're not going to the Copper Door. Actually, no, I do have a question for you. Now, see, to me, we love going to Puerto Vallarta. Puerto Vallarta is a Mexican restaurant on 2nd Street. I mean, it's probably my favorite place to go. I could eat Mexican 7 days a week. You know, we mentioned it this weekend, and I went, no way, I can't go Mexican. It just seems too... What do you eat when you go there? Like
I typically will have a chicken fajita with just onion. I don't have the peppers only because the onions and the peppers somewhat bother me a little bit.
Okay.
But I will have
fajitas.
I'll have the
choice.
Chicken fajita. Mm-hmm. I will not eat the tortilla that comes with it. I will have a few bites of the rice, and there's a nice salad that's on the side. It's actually a pretty balanced meal.
I didn't think of that.
One shot of my favorite, which is a Cabo Wabo Añejo tequila, I'll have a little bit of that and with a little bit of lime and salt on the rim. And it's more than satisfying.
It is. I tasted his that night. It was very good. It really was.
And my belly appreciates it in the morning because, you know, I'm still down to a 31-inch waistline, and I'm very proud of that.
You should be. Yes.
But what you both are talking about, too, as we're talking about these choices, is I think, an overall lifestyle change, right? And I mean, okay, so last week was kind of a chaotic and stressful week for you, but typically that's something that I use as my excuse to not take care of myself, which makes absolutely no sense because
you're right.
Those are probably the weeks that you need to feel more in control and healthier. And it's neat that you're both talking about choices that you can make, that you can still live your life, because if you start feeling deprived and Michelle and Carol feel like they can't go out anymore, that's doomed. I mean, really, because you're not going to sustain that forever, right? So, and aren't you, Rocco, talking about a lifestyle change and a difference in thinking about things?
Yeah, well, that's why it's think healthy. Yeah. Are you a healthy person, Gina?
Am I a healthy person? I could be healthier because I don't have all of those, I don't have all of those
elements.
Facets of my life. Yeah. At their optimal, I get in my own way.
Could you be healthy?
I could be, yes.
All right, say it. I am a healthy person.
I could be a healthy person.
not very much conviction.
Well, yeah, no, because I'm not currently. No.
Well, no, you. It starts in your mind first. So just say, I am a healthy person.
I am a healthy person.
Right.
Yes, and every time you every day of your life that you live, you say, I'm a healthy person. And most of the time when you say that, you start wiring yourself to be that healthy person. It doesn't become a struggle. There's no force with that. So you guys feel like there's a lot of inertia that has to be moved to be healthy. Just pull that off. I'm healthy, and I just do healthy things. It's that easy. Let your mind get in the way to make that think that that's a very difficult thing to do, and it's just a trick.
It's true. It's
I was
true.
Much more comfortable when we were talking about just Carol.
Yeah. So now you know how I feel.
Before
how,
you go to
how
bed
How are we
going to
influence
too?
All the audience and everybody in the communities and the states and the nation and then the world? We have to be able to be leaders to help that change along. Otherwise, if we don't do it ourselves, how can we expect anybody else to? Why not take the responsibility now and say, I am healthy and I'm going to do my part to bring this country back into a healthy state again.
That is right.
And it's not that hard. We can do it.
Mm-hmm. We can do it.
We can do it.
We
well,
are
heard,
doing it.
We've heard
it.
That before, but we can.
See, I do it, and then look what he does.
No, I wasn't talking about you.
Per se.
Just yes, you are.
No,
you looked right at me.
I did, Carol, but think about where did we hear we can do it once before? It was about, maybe 6-7 years ago.
See? He was talking to me. See? See?
Well, I'm outnumbered here.
But you are. But now, we can only move forward. And that's the thing. We can't, you know, it's disabling to focus on my own failures of the past and to think, oh, every time I've started a healthy initiative, I've fallen flat. And it's easy to just keep looking back at that and saying, well, obviously I can't do it. I'm a failure from the past. But you can't undo everything that happened previously. All you can do is your very best.
And you can't wait till
forward.
You're ready either.
Right.
And he's really right about saying to yourself over and over again, I'm a healthy person. I will continue to be a healthy person. I'm going to make healthier choices. Is journaling at night, I've started doing that. And it really, you go to bed thinking it.
Mm-hmm.
If you journal it, if you write it down, it's there. And you don't have to take 5 minutes. And that's one of the things that I'm writing right now, is to be healthier and to make better choices and be more in control of my choices. So that's a really easy way
to
do it.
Great,
whether I am or not, I'm still trying to get my mind fixed into that realm, you know? So
even if it means writing an affirmation statement.
Right. That's what I've been doing.
Write that down and then look at it every day when you get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. I am a healthy person. I make great choices. Yeah. See, it's okay to fail. Failure is a great tool for learning.
Right.
So
that's right.
All the failures we've had in the past, I mean, take a look at Edison. What did he fail about, 10,000 times before perfecting the filament in the light bulb? If he had taken on that attitude that I failed, I might as well give up. We'd all be sitting in the dark right now.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, failure can be a good thing. It's a learning tool that we all have to be able to move forward. It's a great thing.
And when you do fail, I think is probably too strong of a word, but when you mess up or slip up, the important thing, I think, is to you know, get right back on and not be, you know, because I've tended in the past to do that and then be like, oh, forget it, I'm done. That's it, done, you know, and then a week will go by or 2 weeks will go by. But to just get right back onto the horse. So, Rocco, thank you so much. See how fast this goes by? We're already at the top of the hour.
It does go by pretty fast. By fast. Can I end with my usual statement?
Go ahead.
Okay, and this is, remember, the small space between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not pause a few seconds longer and choose to think healthy?
Think healthy. Thank you, Rocco. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.